I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. On this Wednesday, the hidden underbelly of the current anti-Israel protests is exactly the same as the George Floyd riots, a hatred of the white, patriarchal, capitalist system. Many of the students don't know that, just as many of the looters didn't care. But if you track the organizers of the current unrest, you'll find hardcore socialists and communists. In England and Ireland, the hate Israel cadres are open about that. Here in the USA, they are not. That's because most Americans abhor the loss of freedom that accompanies government control of the marketplace. Our history and Judeo-Christian tradition both work against mandating what individual citizens can achieve. The climate control zealots also fall into the anti-capitalistic movement. Corporate media, devoted capitalists, is absolutely disinterested in exposing the roots of the protest model. But it's easy to find. Israel is a prosperous capitalist country. The Palestinians cannot create prosperity because they have no freedom to do so. Hamas rules them and no dissent is permitted. In Gaza, freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. So there you have it. The capitalism is evil crew will find a way to create social disorder. It's what they do. Back after this.
Hey, this is Vivek Ramaswamy. The media has systematically lied to you. The Hunter Biden laptop story, the origin of COVID-19, the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, or how your money's being spent in Ukraine. Enough already with the lies. No more lies, hard truths only. That's what the Truth Podcast is all about. It's not standard conservative talking points. If you want that, go somewhere else. But if you want the hard truth delivered to you in a way that challenges you and will challenge me intellectually, you're not going to find anything like this on the internet. Subscribe to the Truth Podcast today on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.